This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, the word about our aqidah regarding the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I quote from the aqidah to Tahawiyyah, and so let's begin with that. We love the companions of the Messenger of Allah, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we do not go to excess in our love for any one individual among them, nor do we disown any of them. We hate anyone who hates them or does not speak well of them, and we only speak well of them. Love of them is a part of Islam, part of belief, and part of excellent behavior, while hatred of the Sahaba is kufr and hypocrisy, nifaq, and disbelief and rebellion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we confirm, ونثبت الخلافة بعد النبي أولا لأبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه تفضيلا وتقديما على جميع الأمة ثم لعمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه ثم لعثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه ثم لعلي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه وكرم الله وجهه رضوان الله عليهم أجمعين وهم الخلفاء الراشدون والأئمة المهديون الذين خضوا بالحق وكانوا به يعدلون. We confirm that after the death of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Khilafah went first to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, thus proving his excellence and superiority over the rest of the Muslims. Then to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, then to Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, and then to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, then for a very short time to his son Hassan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhuma. These are the Khulafa al-Rashidah. But since the Khilafah of Hassan radiallahu anhu was so short, when we mention Khulafa al-Rashida, we usually mean the first four only, even though we include him in the list of those we consider to be rightly guided, al-Rashidun. وَإِنَّ الْعَشَرَةَ الَّذِينَ سَمَّاهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَشْهَدُ لَهُمْ بِالْجَنَّةِ كَمَا شَهِدَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وقوله الحق وهم أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وطلحة والزبير وسعيد بن عبد الرحمن بن عوف وأبو عبيدة ابن الجراح وهو أمين هذه الأمة رضوان الله عليهم أجمعين. We bear witness that the ten who were named by the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who were promised Jannah by him, will be in Jannah, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose word is truth, bore witness that they would be. And the ten are Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Talha, Zubair, Sa'ad bin Mu'ad, Sa'ad bin Zaid, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, and Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, whose title is Aminul Ummah radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنَ الْقَوْلَ فِي أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ وَأَزْوَاجِهِ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِ فَقَدْ بَرِيءَ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ. Anyone who speaks well of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his wives and offspring, who are all pure and untainted by any impurity, is free from the accusation of hypocrisy, and vice versa, which means that anyone who speaks ill of the Sahaba of Rasulullah or curses them or abuses them or any of his wives or any of his offspring, any of his children, then this person is a hypocrite. Our belief about the Sahaba is central to our Aqidah. We received the Quran through them. We learned the Ahadith al-Nabawiyyah, the Ahadith of Rasulullah through them. They are the ones who told us about the life of Rasulullah, his blessed seerah. They communicated to us his rulings on various matters with the permission of Rasulullah. They ruled on various matters with the permission of Rasulullah, which comprise for us the Sharia of Islam. We consider all the Sahaba to be thiqa, which is truthful and reliable in their narration of the Quran and the Hadith. We take their rulings as rulings to be obeyed. We take their understanding of Arabic, the language of the Quran and the Hadith, as the correct understanding, and their understanding of the teachings of Rasulullah to be the correct understanding. In both these matters, if there is a dispute in understanding in later generations, our scholars have always referred to the understanding of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, may Allah be pleased with all of them. Allah was pleased with all of them as the benchmark. The Sahaba are the only people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised Jannah to individually and collectively, and for whom not only did he promise forgiveness, but he declared that he was pleased with them and honored them by declaring that they were pleased with him. He said, radiyallahu anhum, Allah was pleased with them about the Sahaba. Wa radu anh, and they are pleased with him, jalla jalaluhu, and therefore we also declare the same, that Allah was pleased with the Sahaba. This term radiyallahu anhu, or radiyallahu anhum as plural, and radiyallahu anha as singular female, singular feminine, we use only for the Sahaba because it is a statement which is in the past tense, meaning Allah was pleased. It's a definitive statement, and obviously such a statement needs dalil, needs evidence, needs proof. It is not a wish, it is not a dua. We are saying Allah was pleased with this person, and we can only say that about the person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he was pleased with. This is the difference between radiyallahu anhu and rahmatullah alayhi. Rahmatullah alayhi is a dua. Rahmatullah alayhi is a wish. It is a desire, our desire. May Allah be pleased. May Allah have mercy. Rahmatullah alayhi. May Allah's mercy be on that person. This can be said about any Muslim who has died, man or woman, we can say this. Rahmatullah alayhi. I can say that about my father. I can say that about my mother. And I hope this will be true for them, inshallah, that Allah will have mercy on them. But I cannot say my father, radiallahu anhu. It would be completely and totally incorrect and ignorant of me to say that, because Allah did not say that he is pleased or he was pleased with my father. But I can say, and I should say, it is the right of the Sahabi, any of the Sahaba of Rasulullah, that I must say, if it's a man, radiallahu anhu, if it's a woman, radiallahu anha, and if it is, I'm speaking about them collectively, then radiallahu anhu. I won't, and if it is two, meaning the Sahabi who is the son of another Sahabi, we say radiallahu anhuma, meaning with both of them. That's the Arabic. The Arabic has singular, it has ithnain, which is two, and then it has plural, which is three and more. And now, so therefore, as I said, this is the reason why it is incorrect to use this phrase radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anha, radiallahu anhuma, radiallahu anhum, to use any of these phrases for anyone other than Sahaba, as it is a term that is used by Allah only for them, and it is in the past tense, and so nobody has the authority to use it for anyone other than a Sahabi or Sahabiya of Rasulullah SAW. That's a special honor for the Sahaba alone, and it is not for anyone else to use this term. we declare our own respect for the Sahaba by saying radiallahu anhu for a male, radiallahu anha for a woman, radiallahu anhuma, where we mention two Sahaba or a Sahabi or Sahabiya whose father was also a Sahabi or Sahabiya of Rasulullah, and radiallahu anhum or radiallahu anhum ajma'in when we mention three or more of them. Those who simply take the name of a Sahabi without adding Rasul radiallahu anhu or radiallahu anha, who just say Abu Bakr said this and Umar said this and so on, and we see a lot of these kinds of very ignorant and disrespectful way of addressing the Sahaba. May Allah have mercy on the people who do that. They should correct themselves. So those who simply take the name of the Sahabi without adding radiallahu anhu or radiallahu anha and so forth demonstrate an ignorance of the basic principles of this deen and a lack of adab, a lack of respect that is due to the Sahaba. Now imagine the fate of those who hate and curse the Sahaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the Sahaba and stated that He forgave them and He promised them Jannah. He also praised their qualities and mentioned these qualities. The purpose of our study is to try to inculcate a love for the Sahaba in our hearts so that we love those who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved, and to try and we try to be as much like them as possible so that we qualify to be among the list of people who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved. So let me quote some of the ayat in this respect. Now perhaps the greatest of these is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared in absolutely unequivocal terms, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah number 100, and the first to lead, سَابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ, the first of the first, the people who won the race, and the first to lead the way of the Muhajireen and the Ansar, the emigrants and the helpers, and those who followed them in goodness. وَاتَّبَعْهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, Allah is well pleased with them, and they are well pleased with Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. And He has made ready for them gardens underneath which rivers flow, wherein they will abide and stay forever. That is supreme triumph. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentioned specifically, especially, one of the greatest events in the seerah, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, and the pledge of allegiance that the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in gave to Rasulullah to obey Him without question and do whatever He commanded them to do and to lay down their lives for that if required. After that pledge, there was actually no battle and the Sahaba were not put to any risk at all. But the pledge itself was a graduation of faith, and as a reward of which they were promised Jannah. Now this is the benefit and the power of obedience. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all obedient to Him and to be true followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this is so important, see the Arabic of the Allah said, laqad, indeed. This is an emphasizer, emphatic way of saying it. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَاعِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَنْزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. In Surah Al-Fatih, Allah said, indeed, Allah was pleased with the believers. Who were they? All the Sahaba who were there in Hudaybiyah. Except there was one person who stayed away, and that's it. We'll come to that. So indeed, Allah was pleased with the believers when they gave their bayah, they gave their pledge to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, under the tree. He knew what was in their hearts, and he sent down a sakina, calmness and tranquility upon them, and he rewarded them with a near victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared his pleasure for all those who were with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hudaybiyah and who gave him their bayah under the tree, which we know as Baytul Ridwan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them all except the owner of the red camel, who did not give his bayah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the bayah on behalf of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, who he had sent to Makkah as his envoy, and so he is also included in this list of those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with. The accusation of those who blame Sayyidina Uthman in this matter is false. We deny that, and we declare this accusation to be false. As a matter of fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took one hand, he said, "This is the hand of Uthman," and he said, "This is my hand." He put it like this, and he took the bayah on behalf of Uthman ibn Affan. So if you think about that, the bayah of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu was superior to the bayah of everybody else, because in the case of the bayah of Uthman radiallahu anhu, both the hands belonged actually to the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all false arguments and their and the disrespect that goes with these false arguments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said about those who gave their pledge to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again Baytul Ridwan, and this is these are very important things to understand and to know about these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Baytul Ridwan again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Fath again, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهِ يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ فَمَنْ نَكَثَ فَإِنَّمَا يَنْكُثُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِمَا أَحَدَ عَلَيْهُ اللَّهَ فَسَيُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah said, surely those who pledge allegiance to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are actually pledging allegiance to Allah. Allah's hand is over theirs. Whoever breaks their pledge, it will only be to their own loss. And whoever fulfills their pledge to Allah, He will grant them a great reward. Now please make understand that this does not mean that the Nabi of Allah is Allah, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is equating himself with the Nabi. The Nabi is the Nabi, Allah is Allah. Allah is saying that this pledge is so important, and that this pledge was done, as actually made, because he said this is because the pledge is done at the order of Allah, and by the order of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taking the pledge. So therefore, the people are pledging allegiance directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah's hand is over theirs. Now this means that the authority, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's confirmation of the position of the Sahaba is reiterated and is reinforced. Now Rasulullah ﷺ made this dua frequently, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Qulubi wal-Absar, Thabbit Qulubana ala Dinik. He said, oh, the one who changes the hearts, make our hearts steadfast in Islam. Now in Islam, the Qalb, in Arabic, Qalb means something that turns upside down, that is not steadfast on any one thing, goes from here to there. Therefore, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our faith firm. We have the dua of the Quran as well. Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. وَاللَّهُ do not allow our hearts to go astray after we have been guided. So this is a very important dua for us to learn and do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all trials of faith, and to protect our iman, and to take us in a state of iman when our time comes to meet Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the difficulties that the Sahaba endured for the sake of their deen, And he praised them for it and he called them the truthful ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them the truthful ones and promised his mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised especially those who helped the people who migrated, those who helped the Sahaba who migrated to Medina to save their religion and shared from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. Now this has special relevance today in view of the crisis that we are facing of refugees, of Muslim refugees from different countries who are coming to the countries where Muslims live. Some of those countries are Muslim countries, some of them are not Muslim countries, but the people coming to those people and to those countries are all Muslim. And so therefore, even if the country is not Muslim, it devolves upon the Muslims to do something for their brothers and sisters. And so therefore, we need to see what did the Sahaba do, what did the Ansar do, and how did they do it, so that we learn from that and we benefit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in which means, and there is also a share in this booty for the poor emigrants who were expelled from their homes and their property, seeking bounties from Allah and to please Him and helping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning helping Islam and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such are indeed the truthful and those who before them had homes in Al-Madinah and had adopted the faith, they had come into Islam. Love those who emigrate to them and have no jealousy in their breasts, in their hearts for that which they have been given, which is the bounty, a booty of Banu Nadir, and give them, the Muhajirun, preference over themselves, even though they were in need of that. So these people, even though they needed that, but they gave preference to the emigrants, to the Muhajirun who came from Makkah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bearing witness for that. And then Allah said, and whosoever is saved from his own greed, such are they who will be successful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the dua that the Sahaba made and what a beautiful and wonderful dua that is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah sent this beautiful dua, the meaning of which is that those who came after them say, O our Rabb, forgive us and our brethren who have preceded us in faith. And do not put in our hearts any hatred against those who have believed. Our Rabb, you are indeed full of kindness and most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the courage and commitment of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. When he mentioned the behavior of the Sahaba in Ghazwatul Ahzab, in the battle of the trench, Ghazwatul Ahzab, the battle of Khandaq, and Allah said, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابَ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when the believers saw the Al-Ahzab, the Confederates, they said, this is what Allah and His Messenger Muhammad had promised us. And Allah and His Messenger Muhammad had spoken the truth. And it is, and this seeing of this enormous, apparently overwhelming force only added to their faith and to their submissiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, among the believers are men who have been true to their covenant with Allah. They stood firm against the enemies of Islam. Of them, some have fulfilled their obligations, which means that they were martyred. And some of them are still waiting, but they have never changed, meaning that they did not renege on their covenant with Allah in the least. Imagine, Allah is their witness, witness of their faithfulness as people who were the best of the best of the Muslims. That's why I refer to them as the best generation and as the gold standard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentioned the behavior of the Sahaba and praised it, and he said, Muhammadur Rasulullah وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ وَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِّنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطعه فآذره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means Surah Al-Fath, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And those who are with him, they are severe against the disbelievers, meaning against their enemies, and merciful among themselves. You see them bowing, which means ruku, and falling prostrate, which is sujood, in Salah, seeking bounty from Allah and His good pleasure. The mark of them, that is the mark of their faith, is on their faces, the foreheads, from the traces of their prostration, of their sujood during their Salah. This is their description in the Torah, but their description in the Injil is like a sown seed which sends forth its shoot, then makes it strong, it then becomes thick and it stands straight on its stem, delighting the sowers, the farmers, that he may enrage the disbelievers with them. Allah has promised those among them who believe and do righteous deeds, forgiveness and a mighty reward. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us those who love the Sahaba, who emulate the Sahaba, who try to be as much like the Sahaba as they can in today's world, no matter where they live, no matter which country and so on, and they do that because of their love for the companions and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a, as I mentioned to you before, it's a matter of, for us, it's a matter of creed. For us, it's a matter of, you know, being true to our faith, that we respect those from whom we got the faith. This is absolutely critical that we understand this. Because if you do not respect those from whom you got your faith, then you have no faith. It's a very important thing for us, because we get, you know, sort of inundated with all kinds of... Today the big issue is not lack of information, it is a surfeit of information. Just too many things and too many, too many problems, and too much confusion, all because we do not stick to the straight and narrow, which is what Rasulullah taught us. So we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Taala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from that which does not please Him. Inshallah, there is the second part of the Aqidah of the Sahaba. I want to speak specifically about our mother, Ummuna Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, because there are people who malign her and who blame her and so forth. And she has, even among the Sahaba, she has a very, very special place. And what that place is and why that is so important to understand that and to respect her, and to make sure absolutely that we do not ever say anything which seems to cast any aspersion on her. Why that is important and why that is so serious, because if we do that, then quite literally we exit Islam. We cease to be Muslims, we become kuffar, we become people who have denied, and therefore we don't want to be there. So this is something, inshallah, next session we will talk about that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.